This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend, Devin Nunes, the author of Restoring the Republic in 2010, a visionary book about what needs to be done. It was simple, Devin. Let it snow. Let it snow. That gave the valley what it needed this year. But politics. It is not so easy to talk about California politics as it is to talk about snowfall in the Sierra Nevada. Right now, and Devin knows the politics very well because as a member of Congress, as a leading member of Congress and a leading member of the delegation in California, I remind you that Devin's neighbor is now the Speaker of the House, Mr. McCarthy. They have watched carefully over the years California not even drift, sort of race into the progressive left. Left wing is inadequate. It's progressive, visionary, off the chart, supermajority left. And recently, there's been movement, and the movement is unusual, which is why I need Devin's help. It's in two parts, maybe three parts. One part is Gavin Newsom, who is the inheritor of a fabulously rich tradition and family. And he's watched himself very carefully rise from San Francisco politics to Sacramento politics and now sits at the edge of a presidential run. However, there is a president, Joe Biden. He is a Democrat. And Gavin Newsom has said since the summer of 2021, I believe, but maybe 2022, he's not running. He's on Joe Biden's team. Or is he? Now, recently, Gavin Newsom has done some unusual presentations, not only saying, I will not run, I'm supporting Joe Biden, but also advertising in red states like Florida, like Texas, and taking what you'd have to say is trash talk shots at Tennessee. Very odd. Devin, what's going on? Is Gavin Newsom bored? I mentioned there are 50 states in emergency in California right now, and there's rumor that he left the state. Is he distracted?
Well, John, he's running basically the worst shadow campaign of any candidate in history. I mean, everyone knows that he's running in California. You know, all the Democrats that I know, they're all plotting and scheming. And look, in fact, a lot of them want him to run because they think that Biden is a tremendous liability headed into 2024. I mean, matter of fact, I think I saw some polls this morning that show that only like 31% of Democrats want him to run again. I mean, that is just a dismal, dismal number, and we don't have to go through all the blunders that Biden continues to do. But Newsom has been running this shadow campaign, and even though it's hard to imagine with all Newsom's blunders himself, with California's homeless problem, our water problems that we've talked about, the worst transportation system in America, the lack of building anything new, the 3 years in a row now with declining population for the first time since California was founded, to having lavish parties at an indoor restaurant, one of the fanciest in California, Napa Valley, it was called the French Laundry, sipping on $2,000 bottles of French wine and other wine with a bunch of lobbyists without wearing masks when everywhere else was closed, keeping the Republican counties closed down and locked down longer. You name it, this is not a guy who has a great record, but he's largely seen as the Democrats as this progressive, sharp-looking guy that would look a lot better than Joe Biden for the Democrats in 2024. And anyway, I think he's definitely running. I don't know that he ultimately pulls the trigger if Biden, you know, somehow if his health improves and he starts to look a little bit better, maybe Newsom wouldn't run. But you know, right now, I think a lot of people are betting that at least in the California Democrat circles, that Biden's not going to be able to pull this off. You know, between, and that's not just his health issues, but also the Hunter Biden laptop from hell that was banned by social media and the fake news. But now, of course, everybody's had to admit that it's real. You've got the Republicans running investigations into it. And I think a lot of people assume that Biden himself has profited from what was found on the Hunter Biden laptop and bank records and that sort of thing, that a lot of this money that came from China, Ukraine, Russia, didn't just go into Hunter Biden's pocket and Joe Biden's brother's pocket, but also Joe Biden himself. So that, along with the health issues, Newsom is out there running and running hard, telling people privately that he is, that he's planning on running. And we'll see what happens. But then, of course, there's, you know, the other news, which is our senior senator, Dianne Feinstein, who's been in office for, I think, longer than I've been alive, but for sure has been in the United States Senate since, oh gosh, I think almost 35 or 40 years now. She's retiring, but of course she took a turn for the worse this week.
The puzzle also extends to the Senate and Dianne Feinstein, not about her health. We wish her extremely well. She's served ably for decades, but about the contestants for Dianne Feinstein's seat, which will be open for the 24 election. Adam Schiff of Hollywood, well, West Hollywood. Adam Schiff is a well-known candidate for the Democratic left, for the progressive left of California. And I could explore his unusual remarks during Russiagate and during the impeachments. Let's just say that nothing he said in California, in Washington, as I understand it, is held against him in California. He's a hero. Here's the fresh wind, however. Katie Porter, now of the 47th, formerly the 45th, it was reapportioned. Katie Porter, born in Iowa and educated at Yale and Harvard Law School, clerking for various federal judges, extremely sophisticated, four children, single mother now, raising her family. A protege of Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, announcing her candidacy very early on and running a recognizably vigorous campaign for Dianne Feinstein's seat against Adam Schiff. Now, from this distance, 3,000 miles away, Porter looks like Schiff, but a better version. Four children, single mom, gender is correct, checks at off. Very well educated, an attorney. I mean, she graduated cum laude, or magna cum laude, at Harvard Law, so she's very bright. But she was born in the center of the country, so she's not weighed down with being an L.A. baby. What do we need to know about Porter versus Schiff? The polls suggest closeness, but Porter doesn't have anywhere near the name recognition or the television time that Schiff has.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. And you also have left-wing Barbara Lee in the race also.
Yes, good. Barbara Lee, the anti-war vote for many
decades.
Yeah,
and she's African-American. Basically, I think she's a socialist, a devout socialist. So you have three coming from the hard left. But you have Schiff, who writes his own script and plays in his own movies. And he's out there constantly, has been out there constantly for the last 6 years during Russiagate, during the Trump administration, et cetera. And I think he right now, I mean, he's just going to be tough to beat because he has so much name ID and so much money and a national following. I don't think any of the candidates will go against the Russia hoax line. They're going to continue because if you're a Democratic candidate and you go out there and say, Russians didn't do anything with Trump and Republicans, it was actually Joe Biden, boom, you'll be exited from the party immediately. So, you know, Schiff helped to build that narrative with the Clinton campaign and, of course, the FBI. But it's put him into prominence where his name ID is so high that how is someone like a Porter or Barbara Lee going to get that name ID in a Democratic primary? I don't know if it's possible. I don't know if they'll be able to do it or not. But I think that Schiff's number one problem that I've been saying on your show now for quite some time is whether or not Dianne Feinstein can finish her term. And that's really the challenge, is that this week she went into the hospital. She's not voting. And Newsom has said that he will definitely be appointing somebody that falls under the LGBTQ plus, et cetera, realm, which that excludes an Adam Schiff. And honestly, it may even exclude a Katie Porter. There may be a lot of pressure to put Porter in, but I don't, she's not, She hasn't been around a long time. She may, you know, in California, that is. She's not from San Francisco. She's not from that power vacuum of San Francisco. So I don't know. I think they're probably looking around. The Democrats are probably scrambling, trying to find someone who could get in the race that fits the LGBTQ plus criteria, but is from San Francisco, that could basically run a campaign in case Feinstein doesn't make it in terms of, in case she has to resign and doesn't, is not able to finish her term before the closure of the signups for the primary. I think so. Adam Schiff, the Pathfinder, did not have a good week this week because he needs a strong Dianne Feinstein, you know, plowing all the way through for the next year and a half.
Do you think Schiff, if, presuming the governor appoints someone to fill out the term and follows his own recommendations, do you think Schiff could beat the governor's nominee?
I don't think so. I think it would just let's say they appointed someone here in the next 3, 4, 5 months. I think it would end Schiff's Senate campaign. I just don't see it. It's just tough. It's really tough to beat an incumbent, especially one that is LGBTQ plus approved by Newsom and everybody else. I think it'll just be a problem for Schiff to try to combat that, because you'd have all the money then flow. It would basically isolate and end kind of the primary. And it would make that person immediately the front runner. All the money would flow to that person. Both the what's called the hard money, the money that comes from Washington D.C. That's in, plus all the dark money would then also go that direction. So I think it'll be really hard for Schiff. He didn't have a good week this week because he's largely dependent on Dianne Feinstein serving out her term.
And Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom with the storms. Governor Newsom with the legislation that he is, I mean, he's boxing with the legislature now. He doesn't go along with everything the way he used to. For example, Diablo Canyon, the nuclear power plant there, is said to be going through the relicensing process, which, of course, is an aspect of the governor's decision to switch sides in the need for energy, sustainable energy in California. But from what you say, Newsom is not held accountable by his own left. They want him to go to Washington no matter what he does.
Yeah, well, John, the difference, it's interesting you bring up Diablo Nuclear Power Plant, the last nuclear power plant. And we covered this, I think, a few months ago on your show. Essentially, the one thing that will get people to pay attention, because the hard left here only makes up maybe 10% of the population. Granted, a lot of the young people are trained in wokeness, and the colleges have completely went woke, and you know, everybody's convinced that they've all been damaged somehow because of white rage and that sort of thing. But the reality is that they really rely on about 50% of the people, basically what are called sheeple. They're people that get no news. They're not listening to podcasts. They're, you know, basically at most watching sporting events and don't really get involved in politics, because there's just so little news coverage here in the state anymore. That's not just the propaganda. So average person turns something on, they're just seeing, oh, look, everything looks great. Democrats are great. I'm a Democrat. I've been told I'm a Democrat. I'm going to stay a Democrat. Not really going to pay attention. I get my checks in the mail and I can watch my sporting events. All is good. Well, that all ends when the lights go out. And the lights go out, then people get ticked off. And that's the one thing that if they shut down Diablo Nuclear Power Plant, high likelihood that the lights would go out. So Newsom is by no means a fool. And so he had no choice but to get that nuclear power plant and get it to stay up, because there's been so much that, you know, they don't want to import. They're not allowing natural gas to be burned here. They're not allowing coal-generated electricity to be shipped in from Wyoming. Well, pretty soon, if you only have solar panels, well, if it rains or it gets cloudy or the sun goes down like it does every evening, it creates this scenario by which there's extra power during the day, very expensive extra power with solar panels, but then no power at night. And as you can imagine, right when that sun goes down, John, in the hot summers of California, you know, you can have no sun, no power, and it still be 95 degrees outside. doesn't make for a very comforting environment for someone who wants to run for president if those people don't have power and cannot run their air conditioning.
Devin Nunes, the guru, the CEO of Truth Social, where they practice the First Amendment without much talking about it, commenting on California politics, Democratic politics. There's only one team in California that is dominant right now, and they've got some hard choices. Gavin Newsom for president, question mark. Adam Schiff for Senate, question mark. Katie Porter for Senate, question mark. Barbara Lee for Senate, question mark. All with well-known constituents battling it out for Dianne Feinstein, presuming the seat remains Dianne Feinstein's until there is a primary choice. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.